Well, you, not only you, but the other lab section did pretty well on the practicum, which is good. Now it's time to go on to the material for this. We only have two practica right here. For the second practicum, and today is once again old hat for you because we've already been tested over the respiratory system. Should be pretty easy to look at the stuff and remember it if you have forgotten it already. So I don't want to talk too much, but let's go over some real basics. For instance, on the pharynx, what's the pharynx to begin with? What is the pharynx, otherwise known as? The throat, which is a common passageway for food, drink, and air, right? Well, we care about the air part today, but it does conduct all three materials. Like I said in lecture, it's kind of like a hallway. What are the three parts? What's the superior most part called? Not superior most. Which one? No, that's not even part of the pharynx. The pharynx ends at the bottom at the larynx. But what's the very top of the pharynx, or the superior most part? The nasopharynx, right? One of its subdivisions. If you think about it in terms of the hallway analogy, how many openings are there? Two. To what two things? No, not the nasopharynx. The nasopharynx has one opening to the nasal cavity, right? That's where air goes in. If you breathe through your nose, it's going to go through the nasal cavity first and then into the nasopharynx. What's the other opening of the nasopharynx? The oropharynx itself, yeah, which is the next part of the pharynx. How many openings in the oropharynx? Three. One of them is the opening we just talked about, the opening from the nasopharynx, or two. Depends on which way you're breathing, right? It can be from or to. What are the other two openings? Well, openings of the oropharynx. The oropharynx I'm talking about. What are the oral cavity is another opening. And what's the third? No, it's not directly connected to the trachea. In fact, the pharynx in general is not connected to the trachea. The third opening is to the laryngopharynx, the third part of the pharynx, right? How many openings on it? Three. Well, that's not why, though. It's not true that there are separate ones for the lungs. I mean, that's not part of the pharynx anymore. There are three openings, though. One opening is the opening to or from the oropharynx, right? One opening to the esophagus for food and drink. And a third opening to the larynx, which is the first part of the dedicated airway. You know, all that stuff up until larynx, well, nasopharynx is really only supposed to be for air, but oropharynx and laryngopharynx, food, drink, and air can be in either of those at any given time. But when you get to larynx, now you're officially in a place where only air is supposed to be. But the trachea is actually below the larynx, right? So the pharynx does not connect directly to the trachea. It leads to it via the larynx. What's also, what else is important about the larynx? Well, what does laryngitis lead to? Right, it houses the vocal cords. Laryngitis, inflammation of the larynx, causes inability to speak. So the voice box is the common name for the larynx, or the structures that are housed in the larynx. How many laryngeal cartilages are there? There are nine. Some of them are paired, some of them are not paired, right? What is the most prominent one? And then it's unpaired. The thyroid cartilage. What does thyroid mean? Shield-shaped. Right. So that's the one in front. That's the one that has a prominent knot on it, which is more prominent in males, that we call the Adam's apple. So that's right on top, or just immediately superior to the trachea itself. And then trachea subdivide into what? Not bronchioles, not immediately. The one trachea divides into two primary bronchi. Each one is a primary bronchus. One for each lung, right? Each primary bronchus divides into what? You can guess from the name. Secondary bronchi. What's another name for secondary bronchi? Well, they correspond to the major subdivisions within one lung, which are what? Those are lobes. Therefore, the secondary bronchi are also called lobar bronchi. And then each lobe internally is subdivided into what subdivisions? Segments, and therefore the tertiary bronchi are also called segmental bronchi. And then the branches of those are small enough to be called bronchioles, but you go through several rounds of bronchioles, smaller and smaller and more numerous, until eventually you get to alveoli, right? Okay, so that should be just a basic refresher. Might as well just go ahead and look at stuff now. We don't have a whole pluck like the manual suggests we do to look at. But we do have larynges, which is the plural of larynx. One of them has already been cut, so you don't have to cut a new one unless you want to. But feel free to. We have it enough. But if you don't want to cut a new one, you just want to look at one that's already been sectioned, that's fine. Do what you want. Just put them back here because we'll save them.